Well, hello, hello. This is the Financial Wake Up Call with Dave Crossan. I am Dave Crossan, and I'm so excited for today's podcast. And again, I always have to give out those triple thank yous. Thank you, thank you, thank you for everybody that has reached out to me with some different ideas on different topics, some thoughts, different suggestions on maybe different things that we discussed, looking for different clarity, whatever it is. That's what this podcast is all about. And like I said, I'm excited for today's podcast. And you're asking why? Why am I so excited? Well, I have a great guest here today in the studio, if you will. We have Joy Principe. Now, Joy is a CPA. She is an accountant, but also focuses in on what I like to say, the psychology of finance, different things to consider as you look at money. Unfortunately, people look at money different ways. And what I found interesting when I met Joy is talking about, hey, you know what? There are certain things that people do that they have success with, or certain people may be afraid to make a move, or whatever the reason is, people do what they feel comfortable. And with that being said, I bring into our podcast today Joy Principe. Joy, thank you so much for being part of this.
Oh, thank you, Dave, for having me here. I am so happy that we're having this conversation. This is a conversation that really needs to be had over and over again so that people can have a sense of feeling their stress level around money can start to decline. You know, we want people to have a sense of power, a sense of empowerment around money. And by having conversations like this, we can address some of the things that might be a little bit under the surface. Maybe people are embarrassed to come forward with some things like that they feel stressed about their debt, or they feel like they're not good with money. And I really want to be a voice and stand for people's empowerment around money. And that, honestly, that money is a resource, it's a tool, it's something that we use so that we can have a really beautiful and meaningful and impactful lifestyle. So, you know, with that, mostly I do work with men and women, but my tagline on my website is championing women, wealth, and well-being.
And I see on here you also have a quote from a great band, Money. Money, money, ABBA.
Yeah, we love ABBA. Yeah, I love this quote. So if no one knows what this quote says, so what this quote says is, I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Now, I'm not a singer, but these are the words.
No, you have to sing this.
I'm not really a singer, but go and Google ABBA and play this song for yourself. I think you'll have a little fun with it. I work all day, I work all night to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.
That is too bad. No, I hear you on that. And let's do this, if you don't mind, for everybody listening today. Let's talk about how you got here. Let's talk about you being an accountant, a CPA, and how this process started to what you're doing right now.
Yeah. So when long, long time ago, when I was in college, I loved psychology. So I was a psychology major, and I also am really good with numbers, really good with math. So I also took some accounting courses. And then I just started to veer in the direction of doing what I would consider the practical, the arena that really started to move me in the direction was to become a CPA. But I never left. I never wanted to leave the love of psychology and personal growth and personal development. Like, it's really important as people that we expand, that we become more and more, richer in all ways, not just richer financially, but richer as people, you know, that we drop some of those beliefs that are really holding us back. And so I carried that all through my practice. I've been an entrepreneur and a CPA with my own business for about 30 years now. And oftentimes when I would speak with clients, we would get into conversations not just about their compliance, not just about their taxes, but just about how they felt about money and or that they felt nervous about it.
So somebody would come to you, you're preparing their taxes, and this conversation would come up.
Okay. And this conversation would come up about just feeling like worried, feeling sure. stressed. And, you know, also I had taken many, many certifications, even while I was a CPA. I have a yoga certification, and I also studied for about 8 years the body, so somatic therapy. So I'm able to really understand that what happens with people is that they can freeze around money. So what freezing looks like is that you procrastinate. But it's not just a bad habit of right. procrastination. It's a body response of freezing, because we've grown up with messages around money, like that women aren't good with money, or that you shouldn't want money, or that money is the root of all evil.
Or you don't deserve it for some reason.
Right, deservability. Or even if you have money in your bank account, well, what if I lose it? What if things change? You know, what if the outer world, you know, we're going through a little volatility with the market, and there's a lot of fear around
that.
There is, sure. So what I like to incorporate in my compliance work is really helping people to have a sense of like more ease in their body around money. Because when you are easy in your body, what happens is that you have more resources. So your creativity comes on board and your problem solving mechanism comes on board so much easier when you're not stressed. So sometimes what we need to do is we need to take a step away from the problem, and I'll like just suggest go out for a walk, go out in nature,
like
go to the beach.
Pattern, so to
yes,
speak.
Like okay. cut that trauma response around money. And then like rethink the problem, you know, like if there's a problem around debt and we're, and, you know, we're starting to like cycle through, you know, I'm never going to get out of this. I don't have a solution for this. Okay, let's stop for a moment and let's change the environment. So that's just one example of taking a practical problem and putting and adding to it a psychological solution, like a solution that is body-based. You know, I also will work with someone, and I have taken trainings in something called emotional freedom technique, which is just a way to help your body calm the trauma, the stress response to money. Because oftentimes when we're looking at our bills or we're looking at our bank account,
it's overwhelming.
It is. It's overwhelming. And we kind of look at all the outer clues, you know, the market's not doing well. What do I do? You know, there's a lot of decisions to be made. Some people unfortunately had pay cuts, so they had to adjust to that. Or they're going into business and they want to create a beautiful business, but like, where do I get the money to
right.
really start up? So all of these things, almost like almost every conversation has a money component to it.
Of course.
Yeah.
And I think you bring up some great points. I think people have a tendency to look at, let's say I'm in a bunch of debt. They
mm-hmm.
look at all this debt, but they don't think about, okay, I know what I need to do, and we take steps. I think
yes.
people think if I can't accomplish it right now, it's overwhelming, I can't do it, and then it gets worse.
Yes.
If people can break it down to say, okay, I owe, and I'm making this up, $10,000 in credit card debt, well, what do I do? And they'll pay the minimum, or they'll start charging even more and growing it. And they don't look at, okay, I got to stop the pattern. What am I doing? What expenses can I cut down? And I always like to say to people, well, let's start with a budget. Let's see what's mm-hmm. coming in, you know, income wise, and what's going out the door. And it's amazing how people have these extra expenses that they don't realize they add up. They're going out to eat 4 times a week. Well, can we bring that down to 2?
Right.
Little pieces, absolutely.
Little I'm right
steps,
there with you.
Little things.
We call it like shaving. Like we shave yeah. off, or we pause a few things. Like it's not like we deprive.
Right.
Like there's a real need to not feel deprived
financially. Right.
And I think
people think they have to give up everything. Well, even if you gave up some aspects of your life and there's the improvement there
mm-hmm.
in your cash flow, money coming in, progress. When people, I find, see progress, that they're actually cutting into this credit card. Now it's 10,000, now it's 8,000. And they say, okay, I'm moving forward.
Yes.
But when they look at it as this big project and they don't see, well, how did I get here? And I think a lot of people don't recognize or look back to what started the problem. What was the issue?
Right, exactly, exactly. And for some people, it was something like medical expense. Correct. It was something out of their control.
Very true.
So what we'll try to do is we'll really try to really take yourself off the hook in terms of that, in terms of how it got there, and let's move forward.
Something you couldn't control, something you had to react to. I get it.
Exactly. So I love the idea of being really loud and proud about your financial desire. So if your desire is to become debt free and to start to build wealth, because of course that's the direction that we'd love to go, I love for people to be loud and proud about what that number is, to be able to say that number, to be able to write that number. And in fact, if anybody who's listening wants to email me, we'll give you the email address, go ahead and just email me your dream number, just because that's the first step, is to make a decision that you want things to be different. It seems like a really simple step, but the first step of actually claiming it, I even like to go to the beach, we'll draw a line in the sand, take a stick and actually draw that line in the sand and say, okay, this is different. I'm turning over this different way of being. I want my financial life to be something that's beautiful and that's easeful and that feels fun to do.
See, I like that because I think people have a tendency just to focus on the problem and not the solution. Or to your point, hey, look what could be. You know, if I'm focusing in on, I'm making this up, $1 million and I'm in debt right now. Okay, well, let's think about a plan, but also, hey, you're entitled to this. I think it's that understanding that, you know, we all deserve good things. And to see a goal out there, as I'm not just going to focus in on the problem, I'm going to focus in on the solution and the eventual goal.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And so one of the things that I like to do with clients, just as actually this is an actual something that I will work with clients, is what I call their set point around money.
Let's talk about that.
So their set point around money is like, think about your comfort level. So you feel comfortable at a certain income level. You feel comfortable. And I like to use the metaphor of your thermostat, the thermostat in your house.
Okay.
You set your thermostat at a certain number, and if the temperature changes below or above it, the thermostat will kick in. So it's similar with your finances. Like if you are comfortable at a certain number, what we want to do is we want to help you to expand, to grow, to stretch that number. So one of the things I like to tell my clients to do is simply go to the thermostat, change that thermostat number and say deliberately, like super deliberately, I'm changing this thermostat number to 76 from 72. This is my new normal, my new comfort level.
Okay.
And then the part two of that exercise is to do the same thing with your income. If your income is 50,000, let's go to 70,000. Let's just say like, wow, what would it be like? Let me just dream a little bit at 70. If it's 100,000, if it's a six figure, let's dream a little bit at 150,000. Like what would that give you?
How would it change your life?
Yeah, right. Just dream and scheme about it a little bit. Like have a little fun with it. And that's one of the steps of being able to raise that ceiling on your income level. Because, you know, as we're, you know, talking about building wealth and you really support people in helping them to build wealth and invest wisely and take all of the steps that you need to take, having additional income is a really great piece to that puzzle. So if you can get some additional income in and you can start to get like really comfortable with it. And it's funny because lottery winners, oftentimes, you probably know this, that they lose it. Why do they lose it?
Well, it's funny. It actually is not funny. Mm-hmm. It's a situation where somebody gets all of this money and they're not used to how it works. And they start buying different things. They get bad advice, family members, whatever the situation is. And to your point, next thing you know, they've gone through it and they're broke.
Right.
And it's like... Well, and it's, I get it. If somebody came into a lot of money and they're not aware of what can be done, but again, what's the expression? Money can't buy you happiness, but it can help pay for the search.
It certainly can,
but
yes.
The problem is when somebody comes into a lot of money, it's that inability to do the right thing because they're not used to that problem, the problem with having all this money.
Yes, yes. And how I like to look at it is that there needs to be an inner shift in order for that money to feel at home. So that money coming into your life is like a big change. And what we need to do is we need to feel like that money can have a happy home in your life. So there's some inner shifts psychologically or with your beliefs, with your habits, with your thinking, with your mindset. So I like to think of mindset as the story that you tell. You know, that you have the ability to have this extra money or have this expanded income and know that you're giving it a good home. Know that it's welcome here. I'm not afraid of it. I'm using it wisely. And I love the term, like, I'm a good steward of money.
Okay.
That's like one of the affirmations that we can practice. I'm a good steward of money. So that if you are comfortable with your current level of money and you feel like you have good habits and good appreciation for your money, when more money comes in, that money will have that same like feel to it. Like this is a place where I can feel safe. This is, you know, I welcome it.
Yes. And I think with a lot of people, and I see this a lot where people will receive money through an inheritance, a couple different things happen. They'll either go through the money quickly, or they feel that they shouldn't have it. And either they give it away or they don't use it wisely or they give it to family members and it doesn't help their situation. It's challenging for a lot of people when a situation does occur that they've got to make a decision that they're not used to. And I find a lot of people go to a negative place with it. They don't utilize it in a way that betters their situation. They can get themselves in a jam or just make some bad decisions and they don't take the time to really sit down with somebody and go through how this can help them and eventually their family, whatever direction they're looking to go.
Yes. Yes, because it's a very interesting place in our brain. It's a safety mechanism. Like there's a place in our brain that says, I don't know if you ever watched the show Lost in Space.
I didn't know, but I've heard of it.
But there's just one of the robots would any time that Will Robinson would kind of get into like go off where he shouldn't go, the robot would say, "Danger, Will Robinson, danger."
Okay.
And so sometimes that's what our brain does. It tells us like even good things, it'll say, "Danger, Will Robinson." You know,
it's good now, but look
but
out. Something
yes,
bad's about
that
to follow.
Something is bad okay. to follow. So what we need to do is we need to settle down our nervous system and settle down that place in us that has those fear responses to money. And so sometimes people don't even realize that that's what's happening. Like their outer actions will look like that. Like they'll do things that are inappropriate with money.
Sure.
When they come into some more money. And so what if we slow down the process just a little bit, we could really see that they're just scared. And if we can help them to feel heard, so that's the first place that I would go to. I'd really just want to listen to the person and just say, like, what, tell me what's happening for you.
Like
really slow
right
it down.
Okay.
Yes. Like, what is your body saying to you? What does that feel like? Like, oh, well, this reminds me of the time when, you know, my parents, you know, lost the money or some memory
job
might come up
or okay.
And, you know, and then we can say, you know, that was really a painful and you're right. Your body is right to have that sort of sense of urgency around that kind of situation. Let's listen to that. Let's offer that a little bit, kind of like what you would do with a little child who was afraid. You would soothe them, you would comfort them, you would be present for them in the best way. So I know that it's so interesting we're talking about money, but what we're really talking about is being really super kind to that part of us who feels afraid.
Well, it's interesting, especially with what you do as a CPA, as an accountant, people come to you and they're basically showing you their finances, their different streams of income, whatever it may be. And it's an interesting time, I'm sure, where people do open up, because they'll be like, oh, I wish I made more money, or I wish I didn't have to pay as much in tax, or different things of that nature. What do you find with a lot of people that come to you, how that comes about? Is it questions that you may ask them, or is it something where people just open up as they're discussing their tax situation with you?
Yeah, it's a little bit of both. So with some people that I've had for a number of years, you know, we'll get into that conversation. You know, like they'll say to me, you know, I want to do something different. I want my business to grow. I'm not happy with it or not.
And you do deal with a lot of business owners.
And I deal with the business owners. Yeah. And what I do when I first offer anyone like their tax, I give them like a little tax package at the beginning of the year. And one of those things is a little bit of an eclectic thing that you would not expect would be in a package regarding taxes. It's an assessment. It's like, on a scale of 1 to 10, what's going on with your health? What's going on with your relationships? What feels like you want to keep? What feels like it's working? And what feels like it's not working? And so some people will fill those out, and some people will, it's really for them.
Sure.
But if they decide that they want to take the next step and they want to explore it with me, I'm really happy, because I'm certified as a business coach and a money coach as well. So I can have those multiple conversations with them about, well, you know, I want, you know, I have a relationship. It's a little bit stressful. We fight about money.
So you really, that's maybe into where, like, what's going on in the household,
if people are willing to share.
Sure.
And I use that assessment to help people to, you know, begin that process, you know, or I'll send out at the end of the year something to my clients that will say, you know what, the end of the year is approaching. Would you like to have a conversation, not just about money, but about how you can have a bigger, better, happier life?
Sure.
So they all know now that, you know, that's what I'm about, that I'm not just, you know, going to collect their data, you know, and some people are more, they just really want to have their taxes done. But there are some people who really just appreciate that kind of additional support, and, you know, have gone with me and, you know, moved up to the ladder in terms of, like, you know what, I want personal growth as well as financial growth.
Or grow a business, or do different things. I think it's hard for a lot of people when it comes to money. I think we're taught to kind of keep it close to the vest, if you will, and okay, here are my finances and do my taxes. But when you get people to open up, you'd be amazed at what they'll say, or this is affecting them, and maybe there is a fix that they didn't realize was there or could be.
Absolutely. And I love to do a little visualization with people.
Sure.
Where I do like a 5-sensory visualization, and I'll say, you know what, money is a resource, but if you had the money that you wanted, you know,
tell me about it.
Yeah, tell me, you know,
sure.
are you on the beach? Are you out to dinner? Do you see champagne glasses clinking? Do you see yourself playing with your children?
Right.
Are you booking a trip to Italy first class? Like, give me the sights, the sounds, the taste, the touch,
sure,
the feeling. Like, draw me a picture of that. And that helps it to be real for them, you know? And so oftentimes I will start with a visioning exercise, and then we'll talk about both. So we have to get the vision. We need to, and I'm sure you do this in your own way as well, where, like, okay, what's the big goal? And then what are the nitty gritty phone calls we have to make?
How do we get there?
Yeah.
What's a process we can set up, or at least identify different things that are going on? I think the hardest thing for talking with somebody initially is just having them open up. They may be embarrassed. Oh, they have too much credit card debt, and they feel embarrassed mentioning that or something to that nature. Where with people, and I see this a lot, where people will have, you know, big credit card debt, paying 25%. And it's like, well, David, I need to invest more in the market. I'm like, well, let me ask you this question. Is there an investment that's a guaranteed 25% to the positive? The answer is no. But I tell you what is a guarantee is a negative return of 25% with a credit card debt. So sometimes people will listen to somebody at a barbecue or a friend or a family member. Oh, you got to buy this stock. You got to do this. You got to do that. It's like, well, everybody's unique. Everybody's different. and it just takes the time with, or I would take the time with somebody to just identify, you know, that's fine that these people are telling you these different things, but at the end of the day, it's your situation, and we have to look at what's best for you. And I find it's interesting with people when it comes to debt, they think of, well, okay, even if they're paying 25%, they add on more debt. And it's like, well, what can we do to change that pattern in your mind to see that that negative return is eating away at you?
Yes, absolutely. So these are conversations that are, they're not hard to have. They're enlightening to have. Mm-hmm. And they end up in a, usually in a good place. But the initiation of that conversation sometimes is the thing that, and you and I are both in a field where we really want to help people to have the best financial outcome
Correct.
That is possible. And just because money is available for us to have a really beautiful, meaningful, happy lifestyle. And so we want to incorporate that. Like a lot of people will think of a budget, I guess, as a diet. And, you know, they're not
very true. Very true.
Right. They're
Nobody
not
wants
very...
to do a budget. Nobody wants to take the time to write it all out. And I tell people that's where you got to get started. Because you got to see what's coming in the door, what income, and what's going out the door, your expenses. And when you look at some of these expenses, you know, you're paying $300, I'm making this up, $300 for your cable. Do you need 4,000 channels? I'm just saying.
Like, exactly.
Or is it something where you could, your insurance, maybe you raise the deductibles, you're not paying as much for your insurance. Look at different things where you can save $50, $100, and you'd be amazed at how much you can save. But you wouldn't recognize that unless you took the time to put together the budget.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm even going to say that that one step before that is to just make it okay that there's something that's not quite where you want it to be. Like you to kind of get past that that shame or the embarrassment of having that. So yeah, so I really think that that's a really great approach to, you know, coming onto the other side. Like what do we see on the other side of that? And I also often like to think of it as more of an expansive spending plan.
Okay.
So that's like another, I'm really interested, and I feel like with mindset work that I do is I like to listen to people's wording. So what I'll say is,
give me an example.
I love having money in an account. Most people call it an emergency fund.
Okay.
I like to call it like I even heard this from one of my mentors, a cushion fund, because everybody wants to have a soft place to land just in case. But to have an emergency fund, like I don't want to name it
that. Scary.
I'm waiting for the next emergency to come. So I have money in case of an emergency. And so and next thing you know, there's an emergency.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to really look at people's languaging around things like, and you know, people, a lot of people will say, you know, I can't afford it. I don't know if you hear it, I can't afford, even if it's a good invest, I can't afford that right now. So I'd like to offer another way of looking at it. Well, right now my resources are being directed in this direction. So just feel how that feels so different in your body. Like I can't afford it. There's
so
a contraction.
So in your mind, that's it. That's the outcome.
It's done. Got the
it.
Door is closed.
Okay.
Versus, you know what? I'm directing my resources in my debt reduction plan. So I'm not going to take this action right now. But the doors are still open.
Leaving it open for the possibility down the road.
Yes.
That, I don't want to say hope, but that like the light at the end of the tunnel, if you will.
Yes. And I really love to track when people start to get involved in this, in their money, the miraculous things that happen once people kind of get on a path like this, where money just, like they'll say, well, how will I pay down that debt? How, like, where's the money going to come from for, you know, my house that I want to buy? And though I don't know the answer to that, I know that once they change their mindset, kind of get involved in a plan, a reasonable spending plan, do some work where they're soothing their nervous system and calming the fears, like all of a sudden I'll get a call and people will say, you're not going to believe this. I just got a check for $2,000 unexpected.
Right.
And now we have like, okay, so now what are we going to do
Good
with
things
that?
Things are happening here.
Yeah. So I love that. I love that that's a byproduct of all of these, what you and I are talking about as the steps to take. Unexpected money happenings will occur.
It is amazing when you're in a positive mindset and things are going the right direction that all of a sudden other great things are happening. Flip it around. When you're in a negative mindset, all of a sudden it just seems to pile up like, oh, how can I get out of
this? Yes.
And again, I'm not here to say that every day you get out of your bed and you skip around and it's like the best day ever. But, and I always tell people this, when you get out of bed, focus in on maybe three things you're grateful for. Whatever. Your children, your job, your parents, your whatever.
I love that.
Just focus
I love
on
that.
Three things. Just three. Think about them. And every day, try and think of three other ones. You know, brand new. And if you can't, then focus in on what you said the day before. But the idea behind it is, once you start to think, well, I do have these great grandchildren, and I have a great spouse, and I do have a great job, and I'm happy for that, and I'm grateful for that, and then it's amazing how your mind shifts to, you know what, I'm not bad. Everything's, you know,
yeah.
Maybe it's not exactly where I want it to be, but I have a lot of good things that I can say are going on.
And the solution to a problem that you were facing, now that solution, you're able to see it. It's actually the solution could be right in front of you,
right.
But with that difference,
lack of taking action,
yeah.
Whatever the situation is.
And all of a sudden you see something that wasn't there before.
It is amazing when you focus in on the solution and not the problem. Most people, I hate to say it, they'll focus so much on the problem, it just will grow and you feel worse about it. It doesn't go anywhere. Where if you say, okay, yes, there is a problem, I acknowledge that. But let me focus in on getting to the other side of it. That's
yes.
When things really start to
yes.
Go the right direction.
Oftentimes when I'll do a presentation or I like to quote the Einstein quote where he says that the thinking that that created the problem is not the same thinking that we need to use
yes.
to create the solution. It's literally a whole other part of your brain that is the creative solution focused part. So a lot of activities that you can do, like getting into nature, like dancing, like doing hobbies, like
sure.
Doing anything that's like, you know, when you're just like in the flow of something and time sort of becomes really easy and all of a sudden something pops in your head.
Right.
That's the kind of environment that we want to create when we have something that feels like, you know what, I can't figure this out, but I'm going to walk away.
Step away. Yeah.
Step away. Yep. And know that you have the resources to have that solution come to you.
It's amazing that with saying that, you think about times when you just focus in on the problem. But if you break the pattern and you do step away and, you know, go for a walk, go for a long drive, whatever it is, and you free up your mind, all of a sudden it's like, okay, the problem is still there, but now I'm starting to think a different direction that maybe if I did this or I did that. But if you constantly focus in on this is bad, well, guess what? It'll continue to be bad.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, this is just, we think it's simple. We think it's too simple. Oh, that's too simple. That won't work. So I'm hoping that this conversation
is the most difficult sometimes.
Yes.
Like what you should do. And one thing I really love with helping people with their investments, I like to talk to, you know, grandparents, but I also love the opportunity to talk to the younger generations, getting out of school, little things they can do now, little steps that you think, wow, if I would have done that when I was 22 or 25 or whatever age, it's like I enjoy saying, hey, you know what? Here's an opportunity for your grandchild. I'd love to speak to them. Let's get them on a path. Let's have them investing $100 a month
mm-hmm.
into a good mutual fund, something, maybe a Roth IRA that can give them tax-free benefits when they retire. And it's amazing how that really grows and giving people an opportunity to, the younger you are, and again, doesn't you know, that big money, just $100, $200, $50, whatever you can afford, getting them go in that direction.
Absolutely.
I'm sure we can all look back and say, oh, I wish I would have done this.
Absolutely.
Or
that. Yeah. No? The best time to plant the tree was 20 years ago,
exactly.
But the next best time is today.
You got it.
So,
I was just
going
to say
yeah.
That because like it's, you know, and I think what a lot of people do is they'll look at it as, oh, if I was only 20 or 25 or, well, okay, you're right. But that's not where you are right now. I'd rather you do it now at 50 than wait till 60. You know?
Yes, absolutely. So yeah, these are the kind of conversations that are so important for people to hear. You know, that there are resources inside of them. And then there are resources like you and I who, you know, love this stuff and who love to work with people around this stuff and kind of get them going, yeah. You know, on the path. Now, in order for people to actually accomplish their goals, they do have to take responsibility
right.
for the steps.
Acknowledge it.
Absolutely. Right. But to have a guide, to have a guide. I think that one of the things that I love, the metaphor of climbing Mount Everest that I talk about sometimes in my blogs is so if you want to climb Mount Everest, you need a guide. You're not just going to wake up one day and say, there I am, going for it. You hire a guide. Mm-hmm. Make sure that you stop at the base camps. The base camps let you acclimate to each level of the altitude, because if you were to just take a straight run to the top, literally you would die. Your body would just not be able to tolerate that. So I think what you and I, you know, when we talk about working with people and creating good habits, we're talking about taking them to one base camp, then the next base camp.
A process, like, steps.
Yes, and definitely. Be able to acclimate. Okay, so let's have the habit of investing the $100 a month.
Whatever
like,
it
let's
is.
Let's get you know, good with that habit. And then let's add another habit on.
Right.
You know, and then eventually we'll get to the top. You know, we'll get to your top, whatever the top for you is. And then we'll talk about, okay, what's next? What do you want to do next? So, yeah, so these are really some good steps that people can practically take and also emotionally take. Like, I hope I've given some of your listeners and some people like some ideas for like how to settle down some of those, you know, fears and uncertainties and doubts.
And I think that's the key thing is fear. And I deal with this a lot where people will come into money. It's that fear. They don't want to do anything. They want to tuck it in the bank account, getting next to no interest. And you bring up a great point. It's like, okay, in my opinion, as a financial advisor, I believe they should do this. But they're not ready yet. And I can show them all the reasons why they should. But at the end of the day, if they take some sort of an action, say, okay, I think you should do this. Okay, why don't we bring it down to this? Can we start here? And then build from there. I think that's a great approach. Because I'd rather somebody, what's the expression? A little bit of something beats a whole lot of nothing.
Yes.
Start somewhere. Start a process. And then it's amazing when people start to see the success or the growth. They're like, okay, now I feel more comfortable.
Right.
But it has to start somewhere, like we're talking about today.
Yeah, and I think one of the other points is this idea of that there are some people out there who will use sort of a judgment-based where they kind of judge people and say, oh, well, you should have done this or you wish, you know. And I really can feel that that's not your approach. So I think,
I appreciate you saying that.
Yeah, absolutely. That the empowerment approach is so much better than
or
the
like that
critical.
Aggressive, you need to do this.
Yes.
And it's a mistake if you don't. It's like, okay, everybody, let's all take a breath and say, okay, what is this person comfortable doing? And I always say this to people, you know, here are my thoughts. At the end of the day, it's your money. And I'll let you know what I believe would take you to the direction or go in the direction you need to go. But at the end of the day, you make the call, you make the decision. I'd like to help you along that path or that journey. What do you feel comfortable with based on what we've discussed? They could say, I'm not comfortable at all. And great to meet you. I understand.
Yes.
Or they could say, you know what, David, let's start here. And that's a step in a direction to get them where they need to be.
I love the whole thing of like start somewhere, just start anywhere.
Absolutely.
And even just honestly, the first 3 minutes of any action is the hardest. Like, you know, the first 3 minutes of doing your morning walk, the first 3 minutes of any activity is the hardest.
But once you're in it.
But once, then you can create some momentum. And I think that's, again, what you're about is like, let's just start this. What I'm about as well is like, let's just do something that gets you a little bit, you know, easier in your body.
Correct. Well, before we finish up this podcast, and thank you so much, Joy, for doing this today. Let's talk about some upcoming things that you're working on.
Yeah, so I have a couple of offers. I love to work with people one-on-one. So one of my offers is a workshop that I do one-on-one or with a small group, and it's called the Money Mindset Mastery VIP Experience. So it's about a five-hour experience. We work together and we really go deeper. We go deeper at a pace that's really comfortable for people, and we talk about all aspects of their money. We talk about their beliefs and their limitations, and you know, where it feels like they want to dream big and where it feels like they feel like they're stuck. So, you know, that experience is something that I am really proud and really love doing with people. And so we work on that together. It's normally a $1,597 investment. And what I do for my tax clients is I offer them, and I'd like to offer it here as well, sure, for $797.
Okay.
So that's an experience that is just for you to get involved in your own personal relationship with money, to feel okay, like that's a super sweet relationship that you have with money, that that's what the goal is, to come out with practical and also with more like emotional feelings of like, you know what, I feel good about my money. I feel happy about my money. I like where I'm going with it. And it feels like this relationship is a really mutually beneficial relationship.
Okay.
And if anyone has questions about that, please email me, coachjoy@comcast.net.
Okay.
And we can talk about it. Also, if you want to email me and just tell me what your big, bold money goal is, I'm happy to just accept that and be a witness for you. And if you, you know, if you want to have a conversation and, you know, you want to do something, maybe just a one-off session, we can talk about doing a one-off session as well. If that feels like too big of an investment,
sure,
let's, you know, even bring it down and just say, I also will offer a one-time session, and we can do a lot in 1 hour. Okay. I mean, look how much we've accomplished.
Yeah,
in,
this
you know,
is, I love this.
Yeah. So we can do a lot in 1 hour. So,
you can do it where somebody over a phone call,
yes,
or
on Zoom.
Zoom, mm-hmm, or if somebody wanted to see you locally.
Yes.
You're in the Toms River area. So it
yes,
doesn't really matter where anybody is. You could be in
Not
Lubbock,
anymore,
Texas,
yeah,
and do this. This
yeah,
is great. Well, Joy, thank you so much for being here today. This has been a great conversation. And for everybody listening, I want to thank you again. Of course, feel free to reach out to me at Shoreline Wealth Management, 732-902-7880. And of course, visit us at shorelinewealth.com. Joy, thank you again.
Oh, I had so much fun.
Oh, this was great. Have a great week, and I look forward to speaking next time to all of our listeners out there. Thank you so much.